the reluctance of the court to jail people for anything like the sentences that are available. I mean, the maximum sentence for burglary in this country is 14 years.
Okay, point taken. Stuart Stacey, quickly, I'm afraid, if you'd be so kind, from Birmingham.
Yes, hello. My concern is about the mandatory life sentence for a second serious offence. That is the same sentence as one gets for murder. I grew up understanding the phrase might as well be hung for a sheep as for a lamb. And my concern is that someone carrying out a second offence, knowing if they're caught that they'll be in prison for life, will kill their victim, who might be the only witness, and because nothing worse will happen to them. And I'm personally aware of a case where someone was attacked seriously, who survived to give evidence that has led to an indeterminate sentence. Had the law at the time said that the that offence would have carried a life sentence, I'm really afraid that that person may not have survived the attack.
Thank you very much. Two quick tweets on this. Are prisons ever likely to prevent crime? Only if you go back to making people pay for food and stay. And the other, prisons only prevent crime if those that go in leave with skills that allow them to get employment. The first from Deborah Sycamore, the second from Cradley Mike. Thanks for all your calls, emails. Good afternoon.
Any Answers was presented by Jonathan Dimbleby and produced by Lisa Jenkinson. Ray Bradbury's Something Wicked This Way Comes is our play after this.
Just behind a battered door lies a secret.
It's still here.
A weekend of programmes from the dark side.
Horror. Naked, unrestrained horror.
Where creatures of the day,
Mr. Sherlock Holmes,
meet creatures of the night.
Welcome, Count Dracula.
His face. Didn't you see his face?
The Gothic Weekend.
The room seemed to grow darker and darker.
Continues later on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
This tale will have a happy ending yet.
And you can hear that encounter between Sherlock Holmes and Dracula at 4 o'clock this afternoon over on BBC Radio 4 Extra. In an hour here on Radio 4, Frances Fifield and her expert team will be looking at the scores of one of Parry's best-known works, his anthem I Was Glad, a favourite at state occasions, notably at this year's royal wedding. That's in Tales from the Stave at 3:30 here on BBC Radio 4. Well, now it's time for our Saturday play, which takes us to 1961 and Illinois for a gothic adventure.
Something Wicked This Way Comes by Ray Bradbury. Dramatized by Diana Griffiths.
Who'll buy a lightning rod? Protect your homes with a lightning rod. Storms are coming.
It all started with the lightning rod man coming. Rod. Jim and me, we was just lying on the grass out front that evening, carving twig whistles.
Sure is hot, Wolf, for October. Hasn't lit up all day.
Somewhere not so far back, fast lightning stomped the earth. Somewhere, a great storm. Like a terrible beast.
With terrible teeth. Could not be denied.
Howdy, boys. Your folks at home?
Nope.
You got any money yourselves?
Nope.
Boy. Blonde boy. Hair white as milk thistle. What's your name?
Will. William Holloway.
And you, boy. Hair like glossy wax chestnuts. Eyes of mint green.
Jim Nightshade. That's me.
Nightshade, eh? Hey, that's quite a name.
And only fitting.
Yeah, see, I was born 1 minute before midnight, October 30th, and Jim...
I was born 1 minute after midnight.
Which makes it October 31st.
Halloween.
Yes.
Halloween. Nightshade. No money, you say. Well, then, take this lightning rod for free. One of your houses will be struck by lightning. Without this rod, bang! fire and ashes, roast pork and cinders. Grab!
Boy, it's heavy. And writing on it, foreign. It's Egyptian, and that's a scarab beetle.
So it is, boy.
And those there, Phoenician hen tracks?
Right.
Why?
Why? Why Egyptian? Phoenician? Arabic? Abyssinian? Choctaw? Well, what language does the wind talk? What nationality is a stone? Boys, you gotta be ready in every dialect for the balls of blue light that prowl the earth like sizzling cats.
Which house? Which one will it strike?
What makes you so sure the lightning will strike anywhere around here?
Well, some folks draw lightning, suck it in like cats suck babies' breath. Some glow in the dark. Both those two houses. Now, listen. Lightning needs channels like rivers to run in. One of those attics is a dry river bottom, itching to let lightning pull through tonight.
Tonight? Which attic?
I've shielded and made safe 100,000 God-fearing homes. So when I tell you boys you're in dire need, listen. You climb the roof, nail this rod high, ground it in the good earth before nightfall.
But which house? Which?
Let me see. Jim Nightshade, this here your place?
Mine.
Oh, I should have known. This is the one.
Hey, what about me?
Oh, a few sparks will jump on your rain spouts, William Holloway. But the real show's next door here at the Nightshades. Well, I'm on my way. Storms are coming. Don't wait, otherwise, bam! Any boy hit by lightning, lift his lid, and there on his eyeball, pretty as the Lord's Prayer on a pin, you're gonna find the last scene that boy ever saw. Get moving, Jim. Hammer it high, or you're dead come dawn. Hammer it high!
Where'd he go?
Jim, your supper's ready.
Don't stand there, Jim. Your house, he said. You're gonna nail up the rod, or ain't you?
No. Why spoil the fun?
Fun? You crazy? I'll get the ladder, you the hammer.
No! I'm gonna brave it.
Jim! Come on in for your supper now!
Jim, think of your mom. You want her burnt?
No.
All right, let's go and nail the rod.
So, after we nailed the rod on Jim's roof and had supper, we came to the library, like we always do.
And talked to Mr. Holloway, Will's father.
Sweeping the floor.
On the night shift.
Oh, Jim. Eyes darker, skin paler. You burn yourself at both ends, boy. And Will, you've grown an inch since this morning.
And he always seems stunned to see me. His own son.
We were choosing books.
Dad, why is your hair so white? Not like the other dads.
Ain't so young as the other dads, son. Used to have hair your color, though.
You look a bit like me. Like me in a smashed mirror.
Come on, Boo. We gotta go.
Yeah, choose a book first. Up there, Miss Foley stamps your book. But way down those aisles, there's Outer Mongolia, Tibet, and Antarctica. The silent civilian deserts are 10,000 people screaming. Jim, home belong, and you'll be drawn to Dr. Faustus. And Will, you're more Gandhi.
I'll settle for the mysterious island.
Jules Verne. Good choice.
I'll take this book on dinosaurs.
Miss Foley.
Hello, Charlie.
Stamp these for the boys, please, Miss Foley. Dinosaurs and mysterious islands coming up. And then you two better be getting on home. It's late.
Sometimes I don't understand your dad.
Me neither, Jim. Sometimes at 3 a.m., I get up to use the bathroom, and I see the light shining from the library across town. And I know he's sitting there, reading.
What's that?
What, the wind?
Heck, where's that storm he promised? I just gotta watch that lightning fizz down my drain pipes.
Be here by morning.
Who says?
The huckleberries all down my arms.
Great, come on, run, Will, run.
Oh, I wish I was young again. I wish I was younger so as I could run without pain.
Why are you crying, Charlie?
Because of everything and nothing. My son, Will, it makes me feel so old.
And I got a wife who's too good for me. Something's happening, Miss Foley.
The cotton candy.
Smell it on the wind.
Long, long time ago, we used to eat that stuff.
Where does it all go?
40 years in the wink of an eye. I haven't smelt cotton candy in so long.
Is it licorice? No, it's cotton candy. Who sells that? Only circuses.
Circuses.
Hey, that's right. I catch that bill poster. What's it say?
It says, Cougar and Dark's Carnival and Circus, Pandemonium Shadow Show, arriving immediately.
The street's full of paper. Look! Cougar and Dark's Carnival.
Coming October 24th? That's tomorrow!
I see Mephistopheles. Mr. Electro, Mademoiselle Tarot.
The Illustrated Man, tattooed with monsters, the move.
See the skeleton.
The Dust Witch. What's a Dust Witch?
Here's more. Egyptian mirror maze. See yourself 10,000 times. See yourself young. See yourself old. And the carousel.
The magic carousel. Come on, it's coming. It's coming on the train.
Wait for me.
To the bridge.
There we saw our very old train pass with black smoke and an organ playing, but nobody playing it.
Listen to that train, Miss Foley. Like a billion people protesting, not wanting to be dead.
Jim and I went home then. Sneaked out of bed at 2 a.m. Come to where the train arrived at Rolf's Meadow.
A carnival should be all noise and growls and roars. But this is silence. Shadows, figures like black and white ghosts, rush from the train like in a silent old movie. Hell.
Don't say hell.
Hell, hell, hell.
A massive balloon with a figure in suddenly hovers above like a moldy green cheese fixed to the sky.
The ringmaster stands in the middle of the field.
2 a.m. The moon looks down.
The carnival waits.
Black, the big tent takes shape.
A mirror maze, all silver and white.
The color of fright.
Like a great Arctic mass.
Shivers with any shadows that pass.
The notice says, what your heart desires, young or old, you will see yourself unfold.
The mirror maze. If a man stood here, would he see himself unfolded away a billion times to eternity? Would a billion images look back, each face and the face after, and the face after that?
Old, older, oldest.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Jim, come on, race you home.
3 a.m. And that's when I see them, Will and Jim. What the hell are they doing out now? 3 in the morning is for men like me who can't sleep. The soul is out. Blood moves slow. Nearest to dead save dying. A train arrives at an hour of despair. Why?
I don't believe it. It's just a plain old carnival after all. Did last night really happen?
Like heck, we weren't blind last night, come on.
Nah, just moth-eaten old canvas and wore-out tinsel. Not spooky at all.
Jim? Will?
Hi, Miss Foley.
Don't you just love carnivals? I'm looking for my fool nephew. You seen him?
Didn't know you had a nephew, Miss Foley?
Robert, from Wisconsin. He came last night. Haven't seen him since he was a baby. He's staying with me a few weeks while his parents are away. Said he'd meet me here, but you know boys. Oh, cheer up. Rides will open in 10 minutes. Meantime, I think I'll spy through that mirror maze.
No.
No what?
No mirror maze. Miss Foley, don't go in there.
Why not?
People get lost.
How do you know?
Oh, all the more reason. Robert might be wandering loose and not find his way out.
Yeah, but
But you never can tell what might be swimming around in there.
Swimming. What a lovely mind you have, Will. Yes, but I'm just an old fish after all.
Miss Foley!
I'll see you when I come out.
What was all that about?
The mirrors. The only things I don't like. I mean, they're the only things like last night. Like they're waiting to kill you with a glance.
Boy, you've been out in the sun. That mirror maze in there is...
Oh. Jim? Is what, Jim?
It really does.
What?
Hair back of your neck, you know, stand on end. Mine's doing it right now.
Gosh, Jim, so's mine. So's mine. Look, if you lean forward and to the right, you can see into the maze. Look, all those Miss Foley's. Wave to her.
Cooey! Woo. Hey!
Cooey! Hello!
Hi!
Hello!
Hey!
Miss Foley! Which one's the real one? She's not waving back.
She looks funny.
Miss Foley!
Help! 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 Help me!
We better go in. Come on.
Whoa, Jim! Look at your face! It's all long!
And yours over there! It's fat!
There she is!
Miss Foley, here! Oh!
Here! Ah!
This way! Ow! Can't find her. Every Miss Foley is just glass. But look at me! Look at me! Hello!
Hello, Jim.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Jim. Oh, God!
I got her, Jim! I got you, Miss Foley! I got her hand!
Save me!
She's pulling me under! Jim, help! Where are you?
I'm here, Will! I got you! Hold tight, and I'll pull you both out!
Thank you, Will. Oh, thank you, Jim. Oh, I'd have drowned.
Miss Foley, you're hurting my hand.
Did you see her? She's lost. Drowned in there, poor girl. Oh, the poor little lost sweet. Oh, we must save her.
But there's no one in there.
I saw her.
I swear, no one went in ahead of you or after you.
She's at the bottom. Poor girl, I knew her. Hello, I waved. I ran. Bang! I fell. Well, she fell. 1,000 of her fell. Wait, I said. What are you doing here? I think she said, I'm real, you're not. And then she ran off in the maze. Oh, boys, we must find her.
Miss Foley, what did she look like?
Fact is, she looked like myself many, many years ago. I'll go home now. Thank you, boys. Have fun.
I'm leaving too.
No, we're staying until dark.
No!
You a chicken?
No, but would you dare go back in that maze?
Oh, Will, I saw me in there. A different.
What do you mean?
What the heart desires, young or old, you'll see yourself unfold. Miss Foley saw herself young. I was older. Just a glimpse. It was wild.
Shut up! Scare the hell out of me! Come on, we're going home.
Will, we can't go home yet. That ain't no normal mirror maze. And if we don't look around now, we might never know the truth about this carnival. Just 10 minutes more.
So, while most other kids our age were at home eating their dinner, we went to check out the carousel.
The magic carousel with the painted horses.
But there was a sign that said, out of order, keep off.
Been there all day, that sign. But the carousel didn't look broke to me, so I climbed up.
Jim, don't! Get down from there!
Gee up! Come around beside me, Willie! Get on there!
Hold there, you boy! Get! I said get down!
And he just lifted Jim through the air.
Help!
Then he lifted me.
Hey!
It says, Out of order, can't you read?
Mr. Cougar, put him down. Put him down. Good. Now, boys.
We were...
curious.
Yes, mister.
The name is Dark, Mr. Dark. And my friend there with the red hair is Mr. Cougar of Cougar and Dark.
Circus!
My card.
Oh, boy, your arm. It's full of eels and snakes and worms. He must be the tattooed man. See his arm, Jim.
Now, the illustrated man, there is a difference. See?
They move.
Watch.
That snake.
Ah! Careful.
Gosh.
What's your name, boy? Boy?
Simon.
Well, now, Simon, show's over, I'm afraid. Carnival's shut till 7. Come back later and ride a carousel when it's fixed. Here, Mr. Cougar.
Free ride.
For both of you.
Free. Remember?
We ran on then.
But we didn't get far.
Because
we heard.
They've gone, Mr. Dark. All clear now.
So we crept back and hid.
And watched.
Look, Mr. Cougar. He's getting on.
All right, Mr. Dark. I'm ready.
It's not broke.
Jim, it's running backwards.
His face is starting to melt like pink wax.
Look at his hands. He's getting smaller.
And younger.
13. 20. 19. 18, 17,
16, 15, 14, 13.
And?
Stop. This is good. This is fine.
12. Mr. Kruger's 12.
See you later, Mr. Dark.
After him. Don't let him get away. Come on.
Culpeper Street.
Miss Foley lives here.
He's turning into her house.
We gotta go into that house.
What? Meet him face to face?
We gotta be sure.
Boy, I'm so scared I could sprinkle dust. Jim, why aren't you scared?
Well, I'll be darned. You're right, I'm not.
Boys, this is Robert, my nephew from Wisconsin.
How do you do?
Robert, eh? You look sorta familiar.
Jim!
A bit like an uncle of mine.
Don't.
Have you two had supper? We're just sitting down.
No, we just wanted to check you were okay after those darn carnival murders. We gotta go.
Pity. I'm taking Aunt Willa to the carnival later. Join us then.
Great.
Sorry, I can't tonight.
Tomorrow, then.
Okay, swell.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Jim, did you see his eyes? That Robert, or Mr. Cougar's. No matter what he did to his body, the eyes remain the same.
Yeah.
And the music that was playing when Mr. Cougar got younger was the Funeral March by Chopin. But played backwards, because he was marching away from the grave, and not towards it. Getting younger and smaller instead of older and dropping dead.
Yeah, I know. So when it goes forwards... Look, just go home.
Why don't you want to come home, too? Don't talk to that Robert.
You spoil everything.
My gosh, he'll chew you up and spit out your bones.
Get out of my way. Let go of me.
Let go of yourself.
Ouch, that hurt.
I'll give you another one.
If you don't let go, I'll remember it when I'm...
When you're what? When what?
When I'm older, darn it. Older.
Oh, Jim, you want to go forwards, don't you? The carousel. Around once you're 15... Circling again in your 16, 3 more times in 19. How could we still be friends? You, 2 feet taller, looking down on me, making fun. Well, I won't let you. I won't, so there.
Get off me.
Hey, keep going. Stay there.
Jim, no, stop. What's this?
What?
Robert up there. What's he throwing down? A brooch? Silver bracelet?
Here's a watch.
Why is he throwing?
Help! Police! Aunt Willa! You've been robbed! Burglars! Down there! I'll go fetch the police! Burglars!
Robert? Who's there? Jim?
is it, Will? What are you doing? What's that you've got?
Goodbye and good luck.
Come on, after him.
He's riding forwards.
And there was Robert, the nephew, really Mr. Cougar, riding in a swirl, his pink hand out, urging Jim to follow.
We've got to stop it before he gets older and bigger than the two of us.
Leave it.
Where are you going?
I'll be bigger too.
No, Jim, you're not going to ride.
Try and stop me. You're spoiling all the fun.
I'll stop the carousel.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
We crashed against the machinery. Then...
Handle's going funny. It can't turn it. Hey, help me.
I think it's broken.
We tried everything. But the control box was bust and splashing lightning all over. Robert was going around incredibly fast. We saw him try to make his way to the outer rim to jump off, but he kept getting thrown back. And he wasn't a boy anymore, but a man. And then more than a man. And even more. And much more than that. Around and around.
How many times did it go round? 200? 3?
Oh, well, look at him.
His hair was long and spidery. White. It blew like milkweed in the dark. Eyes were shut. Nose collapsed on the gristle. Mouth a ruined white flower. He was small inside his clothes. Small as a child, but old. So old. Very old. He smelled of moon swamps and old Egyptian bandages like you have in museums. And he was cold. Cold as an albino frog.
He's dead.
Look. They're coming. All of them. Skeleton. Dust witch. We gotta get out of here before Mr. Dark comes. Quietly now. Back off. Maybe they haven't seen us yet. Make for those bushes behind us.
We didn't do anything wrong, really, did we? He went backwards and forwards. Old, then young, and young, then old. We couldn't stop it happening, could we? And they're no good, none of them.
Hell, even I don't believe the things that have happened in the last 24 hours.
But we gotta find someone higher up. And now we know the score.
Who'd believe us if we told them? What'll we do, Will?
We'll call in the police station on our way home.
I don't understand it, officer. To think Will and Jim would break in my house and steal and run off?
You saw their faces, my son?
Charlie, I am sorry. When I scream, they look back under the light. My nephew saw them, too.
Where is your nephew now, Miss Foley?
He went... I don't know. Look, I don't want to prosecute, but if the boys are innocent, where are they now?
Here we are.
Here.
We've come to give ourselves up.
Tomorrow you both go apologize to Miss Foley again. You're lucky you turned yourself in. Lucky Miss Foley won't press charges.
Yes, sir.
Good night, then, Mr. Holloway. Will?
Good night, Jim. And no more wanderings tonight.
Yes, sir.
See you tomorrow, Jim.
Will, you and Jim didn't steal anything, did you?
No.
Well, I know you. You're not acting guilty, but why did you go to the police?
Because... we got enough enemies without the law on us, too. We were framed, Dad. I figured if we pretended to make a clean breast, they'd go easy, and they did. No point trying to explain the truth. Nobody would believe what we say.
I'd believe.
Would you? In a couple of days, Dad, I'll tell you everything, I swear. Mom's honor.
Mom's honor's good enough for me.
Dad, am I a good person?
Yes.
Will it help when things get really rough?
It'll help.
Dad, are you a good person?
To you and your mother, yes. But a man's no hero to himself.
Why aren't you happy?
Well, since when do you think being good meant being happy?
Since always.
Well, since now, learn otherwise. Sometimes the man who looks happiest in town with the biggest smile is the one carrying the biggest load of sin. He's had his fun, and he's guilty. And men do love sin, Will. On the other hand, that unhappy, pale, put-upon man walking by who looks all guilt and sin, well, often that's your good man.
for being good is a fearful occupation. Men strain at it and sometimes break in two. You work twice as hard, minute by minute, hour by hour. You got the choice. Be good, be bad. That's what the clock ticks. I always wanted to be perfect, I guess. Spent too much of my life hanging around, thinking, analyzing, worrying over right choices to make. Instead of getting on doing stuff. So suddenly I got old. I was 39 for marrying your mother.
I want you to be happy.
Well, just tell me that I'll live forever. That'll do it nicely. Come on. Let's go in.
Dad, don't go near the carnival.
Oh, that's strange. That's just what I was going to tell you.
Jim, you awake?
Mom?
Oh, you shouldn't have the window so high open. Mind your health.
Sure.
Don't say sure that way. You don't know until you've had three children and lost all but one.
Never gonna have any. No use making more people. People die.
You're here, Jim. If you weren't, I'd have given up long ago.
Mom, can you remember Dad's face? Do I look like him?
The day you go away is the day he leaves forever.
Hey, who's going away?
Why, just lying there, Jim. You run so fast. Promise me, wherever you go and come back, you'll bring lots of kids. Let them run wild. Let me spoil them someday, huh?
Never gonna own anything that can hurt me.
Oh, someday you gotta be hurt.
No, I don't.
You'll live and get hurt. Oh, sleep tight now. Oh, why do boys want their windows wide open?
Warm blood? Oh,
warm blood! That's the story of all our sorrows. And don't ask why.
Hey, Storm. You out there? Why don't I climb up, knock that lightning rod loose, and throw it away?
Night, Dad, night! The lightning rod! Gone! Jim! Jim!
I sort of felt the balloon coming before I heard it. Then it stopped right over our houses. It was green, like moldy cheese. And the temperature dropped to freezing. Must have gone down 40 degrees. And there was something in the balloon.
The Dust Witch.
Eyes sewn shut with black thread. Ears stuffed with moss.
Horrible, wrinkly mouth, like an old dried apricot. I saw her.
I sort of felt her fingers dipping down to turn everything over and, like, feel the bumps of the world. Then she dipped inside me with one hand.
And me with the other.
She felt our souls.
And she tasted them.
And smelled them.
You killed Mr. Cougar, William Halloway. You killed Mr. Cougar, Jim Nightshade. We will come for you both. Revenge!
She floated away over Jim's roof.
Hey, come on, Jim, hurry up. It'll be dawn soon.
Where will we go?
Find somewhere to hole up for when they come looking for us.
My mom!
She'll be fine.
But they...
Fine. It's us they'll be looking for, not our parents.
It would have to rain just now. It's going straight down my neck.
Shh. Jim, someone's crying.
Where?
There's a little girl.
What would a little girl be doing out under a tree, in the rain? Who is it?
I don't know.
May, help me! Not Jenny Holdridge, is it?
No.
Jane Franklin?
No.
Help me. Nobody will help me. I don't like this.
It's all right, little girl. We'll help you.
Will? Jim? It's you.
No, let go of my hand. I don't know you.
Oh, don't go. Don't leave me.
Oh, Will, let's get out of here.
Someone must help me. Someone must help. Her. Nobody will. Nobody has.
I can't leave her.
She's gone. Find her. She's gone. Bring her back.
Find who?
Oh, she's lost. She ran off in that place. and never come back.
Hey, now, you'll be all right. I'll get help for you. This is Will Holloway, okay?
I know.
But I know who you are. Your eyes.
You know me.
Yeah. Miss Foley.
Who'll believe it?
I believe. We do. Jim and me.
The carousel. She rode on the carousel.
Oh, I gotta go. I got to. Before they find me.
No, Miss Foley, come back. Come back.
It couldn't have been Miss Foley.
Yes, it's the eyes. They never change. That's how you tell. Like it was with Mr. Cougar and the evil boy. She must have heard the music and gone out. Something went wrong. Maybe the carousel wasn't fixed right after we broke it.
Or maybe they did something to her on purpose.
Just gave her more than she ever wanted.
Or asked for.
Yeah. She just wanted to be young again, that's all.
But not that young.
Right now, I feel like I just ate a cold snail raw.
Carnival procession. Coming into town?
They're looking for us already.
They can march down any old street, fine and dandy, in a procession, and spy as they go.
Come on, let's go.
Halloway residence.
Dad, it's Will. We may not be home today. Tell Mom and Jim's mom.
Well, where are you?
We got to hide. They're looking for us.
Who's they?
Circus people. I don't want you in it, Dad. We'll just hide one day, maybe two, till I go away. If we came home, they'd follow and hurt you or Ma or Jim's mom.
Willie...
I got to go. Wish me luck.
Willie... Luck?
We were hidden in the dark drain, under the cigar store sidewalk grill, to let the carnival pass.
It's right out front, the cigar store. What are we doing here, Will? Let's go.
No, shut up. Look, it's Dad.
Went to buy some cigars in town, dropped the cellophane down a metal grill, watched it go, and saw
Jim. Will? What in the hell is going on?
Don't look down at us here.
Come up out of there.
Dad, we can't.
Mr. Holloway, we're dead if you don't look up.
The Illustrated Man.
Who?
A man was approaching, and every bit of him I could see was tattooed.
Sir, name's Dark. I'm looking for two boys. The Cougar Dark combined shows have picked them to be our special guests during our celebratory visit to town.
Well,
These boys will ride all rides, see each show, shake hands with every performer, go home with magic kits, baseball bats.
And who are these lucky boys?
There is one, and there, the other.
He opened each hand in turn. On his left palm was tattooed Jim's face, and on his right palm, Will's.
You know them, sir? Surely you wouldn't want them to lose out.
No, but one of them looks like...
Like?
Milton Blomquist.
Who is Milton?
And the other looks like Avery Johnson. They both moved to Milwaukee 2 weeks ago.
You lie.
Me?
Fact is, we know who these boys are. They are Jim and Will.
There's plenty of Jims and Wills around. Prizes? Special guests? I don't believe a word of it. You're the one that's lying, Mr. Dark.
And he squeezed his hands in rage. First the right.
Ah, my head!
Then the left.
Ah, my head!
He was digging his nails into the palms.
Blood!
Dripping through the grill.
And then the dust witch appeared.
Tell your husbands, tell your wives, tell your fortunes, tell your lives. See me. I know. See me at the show. Tell you the color of his eyes. Tell you the color of her lies. Blind, yes. But I see what I see. Why? There's Mr. Dark. And good day to you, old man.
Fine day to you, Mom.
And your name, sir, is...
Holloway. Charlie Holloway, work in the library. I
Heck, I'm late. I better be going. Drop by sometime.
I will. Oh, Mr. Halloway, yes. You can be sure I will drop by sometime. Goodbye.
Psst. Boys, they've gone. Now, can you hide, keep out from under the rest of the day? I'll tell your mothers you got jobs at the carnival. It's a good excuse for you not coming home. By the time you show up after dark, I'll have a plan.
So that's what we did. We hid and we hid all day long until after 7, then made our way to the library.
Now, see here. I got to look into these old newspapers. This advert here from October 1888. Here, J. Cougar and G.M. Dark present the Pandemonium Theater Company. Combines sideshows and unnatural museums international.
1888?
Yeah, and going back, 1860, 1846, the same ad. Same names. Dark and Cougar, Cougar and Dark.
It couldn't be the same men, could it?
Yeah, in October, always in October. Beware the autumn, people.
What?
It's an old religious tract. I read it as a boy. How does it go now? Where do they come from? The dust. Where do they go? The grave. Does blood stir in their veins? No, the night wind. What ticks in their head? The worm. What speaks from their mouth? The toad. What sees from their eyes? The snake. What hears with their ears? The abyss between the stars.
The autumn people. So, does that make us summer people?
No, not quite. Most of us, half and half. But there are times when we're all autumn people, when we're foolish, wrong, evil, sinful, because we haven't given it thought. You see, knowing, really knowing, is good. Not knowing or refusing to know, to think, is bad. We'll have a visit from the autumn people very soon.
But is it bad, the carnival?
Bad? How can you ask that?
No, it's a good question. Part of that carnival looks great and people enjoy it, but you can't get something for nothing. And the fact is, from them you get nothing for something. They make you empty promises. You stick your neck out, wham!
Where do they come from? Who are they?
Oh, maybe a man a million years ago stuffed himself with other people's unhappiness. Chewed their pain all day, thrived on it, because the stuff of nightmares is their plain bread. They butter it with pain.
All those years, the same people?
Yeah, riding the carousel. They can shave off a year or two anytime they want.
So they could live forever.
And hurt people. But why? Why all the hurt?
Because you need fuel, boy, gas, something to run a carnival on. Maybe it survives living off the poison of the sins we do to each other and the ferment of our most terrible regrets. It smells boys ulcerating to be men and feels the aggravation of middle-aged men like me who gibber after long-lost August afternoons to no avail. It attracts old ladies like Miss Foley, who wants to be a beautiful young woman again. But they're careful not to tell one thing to those who go riding to its music.
What?
Jim, if you're a miserable sinner in one shape, you are in another. And an old man made into a young man still got an old man's brain.
Like poor Miss Foley. I wonder what they'll do with her, Dad.
God help her. They'll probably throw her in with the rest of the freaks. Now, we have to decide. Do we keep hiding out?
No.
We can't. We've got to fight.
But what kind of weapons? Silver bullets? Holy water?
Nah, that's vampires.
It's the front door.
Someone's inside.
Hide.
We can't leave you.
Hide. Go on. Amongst the books.
Mr. Dark, at your service, Mr. Halloway. Where are the boys?
Boys?
The boys are not home. What a shame they'll miss those free rides.
I wish I knew where they were.
I could kill you, old man. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
I hear your frail heart beating. One of my friends outside can fix you so it seems you died of most natural heart failure. Why do your eyes jump beyond my shoulder? The boys are in here somewhere, aren't they? If you tell me where they are, old man, I'll make you 40 again. You can celebrate 35.
No.
A rare young age. Heal your heart so you can run again.
I won't listen.
Everything fine and new and glorious to be savored again?
Shut up. Just shut up. I'm not listening.
All right. Stay here and listen to your heart. I'll send someone to fix it. But first, the boys. Boys? You there?
He won't find them. He won't.
Boys? Answer me. You hear me? Boys?
We were on the topmost shelf in one of the aisles, laid flat.
He's coming.
He's near.
One of you still wants what we offer, eh?
Jim, me? No, not still, not me.
Is it Jim that's the smart one?
I don't know anything.
We'll shut William up. Give you the ride that would have been his if he'd used his head. Right, Jim? I wonder, are you in this alcove? Will? William Hathaway. Where's your mother tonight? She was out riding the night wind, Willie William, on the carousel. We put her on, around. We left her on, around a year. Around and around. You hear, Will? Can you guess which way?
Dad, where are you?
And when we let your mother off, boy, you should have heard the sound she made. She was like a cat with a hairball in her. And her old, 100 years old. A kettle of bones and spit. No one will believe what a rose beauty she was. Where are you now? Filed under B for boys, H for hidden, S for secret, T for terrified.
He's in our alcove. Maybe he won't look up.
One shelf, two, three, four, five. Am I cold? Colder? Coldest? Well, hello.
The hand with Jim pictured grabbed him.
The hand with Will pictured grabbed him.
I'm coming, boys.
Mr. Halloway.
He put us both under one arm, and then he was squeezing Dad's left arm.
May you be damned for this.
I already am.
And Dad fell to the ground. And then he took us out into the street, and I saw our mom. Not old and crazy, just normal.
And I saw my mom. We were coming out of the church, and we tried to cry out.
Mom!
Mom!
He gagged us with his fists.
Old man, old man.
Dustwitch. Damn you.
I hear your breathing. I feel your heart.
Why don't you just do it?
Stop the heart.
Get it over with.
Tired, so.
Tired.
Slow, slower.
Left arm, no feeling.
Oh, no, no. No, you don't. I won't give in to you. You? You're so funny. You're not ugly at all. I can't take you seriously.
Slow heart. Paris, slow. Stop.
Hey, no. Now you're tickling me. Oh, no. Wait, what's that sticking out your back? Who wound you up?
I can't. No, don't. I can't. I can't bear it. Laughing brings me out in a rash.
When the crowds go home in half an hour, we'll ride Jim round. You still want that, Jim? You'll travel with us now that Mr. Cougar's dead. How would you like to be partners? I'll grow you to a fine, strong age. 22, 25, Dark and Nightshade. Nightshade and Dark. Sweet, lovely names for such as we.
What do you say, Jim?
Dark had put a spell on us. We couldn't speak, like we were in deep shock.
And Will, let's ride him back and back at him. Make him a babe in arms. A babe for the Dust Witch to carry like a clown child for the next 50 years. Would you like that, Will? To be a babe forever, not able to talk and tell all the lovely things you know. Yes, I think that's best for Will. Now, you sit here quietly amongst the waxworks. Don't move. Nobody will notice us. Well, I close down the carnival for the night and send all these good folks home. Then we can have the field to ourselves, can't we?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the last free event of this evening, folks. We present the most amazingly dangerous, oft-times fatal, world-famous bullet trick. The rifle, if you please. And here, our death defier, the bullet catcher, who will stake her life, Madame Dustwitch. Now we need a volunteer. A volunteer to fire the rifle. Very well, since there are no volunteers, we will cancel our last act.
Here's one.
No! Not him!
Hey, she's great. She acts really scared.
The rifle, please.
Sir, what have you done to your left arm? You can't fire a rifle with just one...
Boy! I need a boy to help me. My son is out there somewhere. Will? Willie, are you there?
Willie, come and help your old man.
Will!
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 William!
William!
William! William! William! William!
Here's Will. My good left hand. The bullet, please.
Mark it with your initials. You must always mark it with your initials to prove...
I'll mark the bullet with more than that. Here.
Crescent moon? I don't understand.
There. Son, help me now. Let me use your shoulder as a brace.
What is a crescent...
She's crumbled to a heap of ashes.
Dad, you killed her, and I can speak again.
You imbecile, you fool!
It wasn't a crescent moon I put on that bullet, Will. It was a smile.
No, she's not dead. It was an illusion before your very eyes.
I marked that bullet with my own smile. Come on, boy. Let's go find Jim.
Hey, Jim! Jim, no! We're too late. He's riding.
Go get him, Will.
Jim, get off! Don't leave me here! Jim, jump! Dad, stop the machine! Jim, I need you! Come back!
Will you?
Yes, Will. Remember me? Dad, the carousel! He's getting older! Turn it back!
The handle won't budge. It's stuck! It's stuck!
Hold on, Jim! Hold on!
Help me, Willie! I got it! Got it! Will, I'm there!
Hold on there, Jim! Come to the edge! Be careful! Get ready to jump! Dad! Stop it now! He's 13 again!
The carousel stopped so suddenly that Jim was put off balance and thrown hard into the grass.
Jim.
He's not moving. Is he dead?
Jim?
Jim, wake up!
Oh, help! Help! Oh, please help me. He's after me. The terrible man. I want to go home. I'm lost. That man with the tattoos.
Mr. Dark.
Yes, he's down that way. I'll stop him.
I will. Take care of Jim. All right, boy, lead on.
Quick!
Hey, come on. What is your name?
Jed. Oh, hurry up.
Hey, wait a minute. Just a minute. How old are you, Jed?
9. My gosh, this is no time.
This is a fine time, Jed. Only 9? So young. I was never that young.
Holy cow.
Oh, unholy something. Come here.
No.
Yeah. Are you afraid? You're only afraid of one man, Jed. Me.
You cut it out.
Where are you taking me, Jed? To some lion's cage you got fixed and ready? To some sideshow like in the mirrors? Huh? What? Come on. Let's just roll up your shirt sleeve, shall we? Come on. Don't you run away!
I rolled up his sleeve, and there they all were. Blue serpents, blue venom snake eyes, blue scorpions scuttling about, and all up and down his tiny torso, scurrying.
Why, Jed, that's great artwork on your arm, and here on your belly, huh? That is great.
You.
He tried to take a swipe at me, but I clamped him in a vice.
You stay right there. Just a minute. It was a fine idea, admit it. Get me off alone, fix me, then go back and get well. You stop struggling.
You can't hurt me.
Funny, you know, I think I can. Let me give you a big hug.
Murder! Murder!
I'm not gonna murder you, Jed. Mr. Dark, whoever or whatever you are, you're gonna murder yourself because you can't stand being near people like me. Not this close. This close.
A nice big hug.
Evil. You're evil.
Evil? So it must seem to you. Good to evil seems evil, so I will do only good to you, Jed. I will simply hold you and watch you poison yourself until you tell me what is wrong with Jim. Wake him up.
Can't.
You mean you won't? All right. Evil has only the power that we give it. I give you, Jed, nothing but hugs. Huh? Mm-hmm. Starve. Mm?
He should have roared like a lion, but he withered, dissolved like dust, and the tattoos, too, disappeared in the darkness. All the characters he'd ever captured for the carnival. Dead.
The mirror maze. It's destroyed.
Dad!
Look at Jim. He's opening his eyes.
What? What you two looking at?
Oh, Dad, you did it.
We did it together.
What happened?
Well, what didn't happen? Come on, help him up, Will.
Dad, will they? Will they ever come back?
No. And yes. Not them, but other people like them. Not in a carnival, maybe, but goodness knows what shape they'll come in next. But sunrise, noon, or at the latest, sunset tomorrow, they'll show. They're on the road.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. We gotta watch out the rest of our lives. The fight's just begun.
What will they look like? How will we know them?
Maybe they're already here.
Midnight.
Come on! Last one to the railroad is a tortoise! Mr. Holloway,
I'm game, Jim.
Dad, your heart!
Now, is death important? Well...
Dad!
No. Everything that happens before death is what counts. And we've done fine tonight. Even death can't spoil it.
Okay. Ready? Run!
Hey! Wait for me, boys! Wait! Wait for me!
Will was Theo Gregory, Jim Joseph Lindsay, Charlie Henry Goodman, Mr. Dark Kenneth Cranham, and Mr. Cougar and the Lightning Rod Salesman was Jared McDermott. Miss Foley was Barbara Barnes, Young Miss Foley Amelia Clarkson, the Dust Witch Buffy Davis, Robert Terrence Danzler, and Jed was Ethan Brooke. Original music was composed by David Paul Jones. Something Wicked This Way Comes by Ray Bradbury was dramatized by Diana Griffiths and directed by Pauline Harris.
Books on the BBC. There's another gothic tale over on Radio 4 Extra when a detective in a deerstalker meets some thirsty fangs in Count Dracula versus Sherlock Holmes. That's in half an hour over on Radio 4 Extra. Francis Fifield's forensic musical discovery continues in a moment here on Radio 4 with Parry's anthem, I Was Glad. And then at 4 o'clock, Jane Garvey will be here.
There are many ways to listen to Weekend Woman's Hour, and we welcome just about any method. This is how Will Young does it.
I listen to it when I'm either driving down to Cornwall on a Saturday, or I'm already in Cornwall, and then I sit in the bath and listen to it.
And if Will is listening this afternoon, then he'll be able to hear himself. He's just one of our guests on Weekend Woman's Hour this afternoon at 4 o'clock.
But before that, here on BBC Radio 4, it's time for Frances Fifield and her guests to examine another musical manuscript and discover its secrets in Tales from the Stave. This week, they're looking at Sir Charles Hubert Parry's ceremonial anthem, I Was Glad.
What a moment. Michael Middleton and his daughter Catherine.
A fine moment indeed, when millions of people around the world watched Catherine Middleton and her father walk up the aisle at Westminster Abbey earlier this year. As the trumpets blared out the opening fanfare to Parry's anthem, I Was Glad, a setting of Psalm 122, composed 99 years ago for the coronation of Edward VII, we were all made glad. Parry was approached to write the anthem for the forthcoming coronation by Frederick Bridge, organist of Westminster Abbey and director of music.